when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova when it's magic spell. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it.
Yes, yes, the bossa nova. Please, bring it on. That was our good friend, Edie Gourmet, and the song that made her fortunes. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station, coming to you today again from my wonderful little laundry room in quarantine. But, you know, we're going to open up the windows and let the wafting breezes of the samba beat infuse us today and take a little trip down via Rio or Sao Paulo and do a Broadway bossa nova episode. This is an episode where we're going to listen to the great songs from Brazil, the great music from Brazil, the bossa nova, and the way that various artists have treated traditional Broadway songs with their particular enlace and style. Bossa nova means new wave. It was a jazz form that came out of California, the cool California jazz sound of the mid-50s, and wafted its way down to Brazil and picked up by people like Antonio Carlos Jobim, who's the George Gershwin of Brazilian jazz music. And he wrote the title song for Black Orpheus, a movie in 57. And before you knew it, everybody jumped on board. The song that most people know, the song that really nailed down the bossa nova, is The Girl from Ipanema. And that was written by João Gilberto. And supposedly, while they were recording that in the studio, his wife, Astrid, came in and sang an English lyric. And that song took the world by storm. Supposedly, the second most recorded song of all time. Here is Astrid Gilberto tackling a Tony Newley song from The Roar of the Grease Paint. You can see how even a hot, peppy song like Tony Newley's can be rendered cool and breezy by the bossa nova sound.
Música. Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow, I'll find what I'm after. Throw off my sorrow, back still I'll borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away?
That was Sergio Mendes and his popular group, the Brazil 66, treating a Cole Porter song from the 1930s with a samba beat. Ilian Elias is a wonderful jazz pianist and sometimes singer who also was from this world. She was born in Sao Paulo, and she had a whole album of songs from Man of La Mancha, which was kept off the shelves, if there's shelves anymore, for almost 20 years. But here it is. Here she plays the great song, The Impossible Dream, as only a bossa nova musician can. I think it's really rather extraordinary. now you Broadway fans know that underneath that samba beat, or on top of that bossa nova beat, is On the Street Where You Live. That was rendered so enthusiastically by Quincy Jones and his big band Bossa Nova from the early 60s. Well, the street where we all live is Broadway to Main Street, and today's episode we are turning to Broadway Bossa Nova, that great Brazilian sound as filtered through some classics of the Broadway canon. The major composer to emerge in the late 50s, early 60s was Antonio Carlos Jobim, who wrote so many great songs like Wave and Desafinado and all this stuff and Quiet Night of Quiet Stars. And he got a call one day in Brazil from Frank Sinatra. And Sinatra around 1965, 66 was very in the groove. He really kind of wanted to tap into what the quote-unquote new music was. And he invited Jobim to come to Hollywood and record an album with him. Eventually it was called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. For me, Desert Island Disc, top five of all time. Everything is elegantly done. They play off each other beautifully. Jobim brings out these sensibilities in Sinatra, and Sinatra gives Jobim the biggest platform he had up to then in his career. All expertly arranged and orchestrated by Klaus Ogerman, a fabulous arranger. So let us hear an Irving Berlin song introduced originally by Fred Astaire, done by Sinatra and Jobim.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have done with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Concentrate on you.
fortune cries nay, nay to me. Jing, 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 jing. People declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you do decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender. And once again arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even the wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you.
Now, this is where Frank Sinatra was so smart, as if you didn't already know that. He had recorded that song in the 40s as a very lovely, somewhat goopy ballad, but here he changes it up and makes that song, brilliant Cole Porter song, I Concentrate on You, so exciting. Well, that idea of having a bossa nova hit sort of stretched to all the pop singers of the mid-60s. Chris Connor, one of our favorite cool jazz performers, did an album called Chris Connor... I think Sways sings Sweet Bossa Nova. And this is more low-key, but I think very wonderful. Here is the Anthony Newley, Leslie Bricka song from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw up my sorrow, beg, steal or borrow my share of laughter. it all comes true just the way you planned. It's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowds? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Oh, yes, I know. It's a quiet thing, a very quiet thing.
Cool voice, cool style, cool music. That was Chris Connor swinging Bossa Nova Sweetly, a great little-known gem from Flora the Red Menace, one of the first pop song hit songs by John Kander and Fred Ebb. Well, Gaetano Veloso is an artist from Brazil who's still knocking him dead into the 21st century, performing concerts all over the world, including one in BAM, I think last summer. Here he tackles a Rogers Rogers song from the film of The Sound of Music.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are, standing there, loving me. Whether or not you should. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good.
Something good indeed from Gaetano Veloso. The musical Golden Boy, a particular favorite of mine, opened in 64, score by Strauss and Adams, and it was right in the sweet spot where a lot of jazz and pop singers were experimenting with bossa nova. So let's hear Sarah Vaughan, I wouldn't say of all people, but why not of all people, in a great album called Viva Vaughan, tackling Sammy Davis Jr.'s opening number, Night Song, from the score to Golden Boy.
Thank you. Summer, not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast.
Another great song from Golden Boy, I Want to Be With You, originally a duet in the show, sung by Sammy Davis and Paula Wayne, now reinterpreted by Sammy for an album called Sammy's Back on Broadway, with a bossa nova beat, I think orchestrated by the wonderful Klaus Ogerman. A great song given a completely different spin with the bossa nova beat, which is what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Charlie Bird is a great jazz guitarist who kind of went down to Brazil and was probably the American who brought the sound into the American jazz scene more than anyone else. And here he teams up with a great jazz guitarist who we'll hear a little more of later, called Lorindo Almeida, also from Brazil, on the, I guess, inevitable jazz bossa nova guitar duet of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Like a perfume woman, the wind blows in the bunkhouse. Like a perfume woman, smelling of where she's been. and she sings to me, 'cause I'm one of her rambling kin. She sings, Joey, 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 Joe, you've been too long in one place, and it's time to go, time to go. Joey, 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 travel on. You have been too long in one town, and the harvest time's come and gone. That's what the wind sings to me when the bunk I've been bunking in gets to feeling too soft and cozy, and the grub they've been cooking me gets to tasting too good. And when I've had all I want of the ladies in the neighborhood, she sings, Joey, Joey, oh, Joey. Joey, Joe, la da dee da da dee, yes, it's time to go.
Well, it's time for us to move on a little bit from our Broadway Bossa Nova hour. That was a wonderful album called Sammy Davis Sings Lorindo Almeida Plays, and obviously they tackled that great song from Most Happy Fella by Frank Lesser with a samba beat. To me, the lodestar is this Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim album. They made some subsequent recordings of all Brazilian music, all of which is terrific, very moving. Go check it out. It was re-released, I guess, about 2 years ago as a complete set. But here is the song from Kismet. So we'll end in a Broadway beat, underscored brilliantly by Bossa Nova, Sinatra Jobim, Broadway, bangles, and beads. I guess that's a good way to say it, with a Bossa Nova twist.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing jing a linger. Bubbles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, her heart will sing sing a linger. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday I may buy her a ring, ring-a-linger. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-linger. I have heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. All those noisy bangles.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.